I care about you. I choose to care about you. I care about you, you who are in the house drowning in your pain because somebody hurt you, you are innocent, they hurt you, and that hurt has pushed you to hurt other people, but you're noticing hurting other people is just leaving you more hurt and more broken. I care about you. You who in pursuit of what you thought was freedom, you have found yourself in so many bondages, bondages of addiction to alcoholism, addiction to drugs, addiction to sex. I care about you. I care about you. You who in the name of unplanned pregnancy aborted, and that is causing you so much nightmares, so much regret. I care about you. I care about you who left the Father's house thinking that you're going to find pleasures, but you found yourself eaten with pigs, and the shame of returning to your Father's house is keeping you away and further and further and further away from the Father, and you know you need to return. I care about you, and because I care about you, I pray for you. There is a principle in the Bible that is called standing in the gap. It's praying for other people. And I choose that. It doesn't come to me naturally, but it's a principle I am learning and I'm choosing to practice. And I'm calling on other believers to come along for us to care for the people we don't know by name, but the people we know for sure exist, for us to care about them. It's argued that human beings are naturally individualistic. When you take a group photo, your first inclination when it comes out is to look for yourself. And if you look good, it's a good photo. If you don't look good, most of the time, you're not going to give much attention to that photo. We just care about ourselves more than anything else. We can care a little about other people. We can, unless we are trained, we are just very individualistic. But in the Bible, we are told in Ezekiel that God is searching for people who will stand in the gap and pray for other people, pray for the nation, pray for the community. So I'm asking you to choose like me, that we will not be individualistic, we will care and tell people out there we care, and care enough to pray for them, and not just to pray for them when God enables us to do something about them. So I care, and I care, I will pray. And as I pray that God will show me what to do concerning you. I may not know you, but I do care.